sitting down looking at me. I tried to beat that mule wouldn't go. That's what I tell you, a mule is hell. So what I had to do, hit that wall and leave that mule out there. The man looked at me. He kind of smiled, but I was scared. You know, they say he was mean, that man was mean, but he had a mean face.
Yeah.
He looked at me and said, boy, the water cold. I said, no, sir, I'm probably freezing cold, but I was cold. I was scared of Mr. Buford.
Buford killed some people.
Oh, that's all that man did.
He was a bad man. I've heard a lot about him.
He wasn't bad. I know man big and beat the hell out of him. Pull his beard, ask him for the door, let's go in the courthouse and get in a dark room and shoot it out. He never done it. That's right.
He did that with Buford?
Did that with a little man not much bigger than my little young grandson. They called him Emil. That's right. Emil, you know, he was police in Europe. I believe that was the first police, if I'm not mistaken. Him and got in some kind of hammer and beat the devil at Buford with his fist. That's right. And told him, if you don't like that, let's get in that dark room in the courthouse. We'll shoot him. He was done in the background. That's right. Bad with some people. Not a man with the place where I raised. You know, that time they wouldn't allow you to shoot dice.
Yeah.
We were shooting dice, us boys on that stove guy. And he was sitting down in his shirt. He used to wear a Joan B. Stetson white. I said, oh, where'd that come, Mr. B? He said, shoot your dice. You ain't got damn thing new in my stove. People pass a boot, yeah, a boot. That's all.
Hey, what did he say?
Call one another boot. Boot.
Boy, yeah.
And one fellow said, well, he didn't look around. He said, he looked around all right, but he ain't gonna do y'all nothing there. No, indeed. Some people, you know, Mr. fool all them people. Not that joy.
Yeah.
He sure. Yeah, he killed 30 people, killed a man on the ground. This man was trying to hold his brother, keep from fighting. Now that's the truth. I can go show you the spot where that happened.
He killed two men that were fighting.
And they had the man on the ground. A few don't want to fight another guy. But this man run. A few of them ran to fight. Instead of come down, arrest him, come down, pow, he shot the wrong man. When this fella got off his brother, that man run down the bank and fell dead.
Didn't even try, neither did they.
Oh, shit. And he went on in the store and told Mr. I'm killing a nigga out there. Mr. said, you killed my best man. I love him. And that is it. But Mr. Joe, goddamn, he would have killed a man on his place. He wouldn't be the most sure man. That was a mean man. No. But you see, it's no need of that. And Mr. Bonshaw was a sheriff for 40 years. I've never known him to hit a man. That's right, not hit a man. Talk to you, but not hit you. But you see, just like I heard on that TV this morning, well, some police, I don't know, they even imagine that they torture somebody. Now you see, that's wrong. You don't have to torture nobody. In fact, you're not supposed to do that, torture nobody. Arrest him. Punish him. But Mr. didn't do this. Did he come true? I remember one time. He told me, well, let me, I could be Saturday. He said, I'm supposed to put you in jail today. But I ain't going to put you in jail. You come here Monday. So Monday when I went to my bar. Signed my bond, I went on back home. Oh, that much I'm telling you. He's a fine man. Well, he was a Catholic. He didn't believe in all that kind of junk. And by jingo, that man had two horses there. That man would get up on you with them horses. You'll never hear them horse feet. When you, I know Sergeant, no man bit was fighting. And Mr. Polan was there. And Mr. had that double team. You know what he done? That horse just passed right close to side.